Welcome back, everyone. On this edition of 10 Turns, we're talking with Nick Roland from the Wyvern Racing P1 team. They're coming off their best finish of the season, a fourth place result at Suzuka. So, Nick, well done to you and your team on that result, and thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's great to be here, and appreciate the kind words. It was definitely a good run for us at Suzuka, looking forward to this as well.
All right, well, let's jump right into it. The first question is, what is your earliest sim racing memory?
Oh, let's think. 2006, I would say, and it was on the R Factor 1 platform. And I was still then sort of trying to use a gamepad or keyboard, a mouse, and a gamepad before a few months later I ended up getting a G25 steering wheel.
Interesting. And how long were you on R Factor and when did you move over to iRacing?
A long time. So I was part of R Factor 1 for pretty much this entire duration until R Factor 2 really took off. I would say with iRacing, properly active, I would say only in the past maybe 3 to 4 years. Up to that point, I was purely R Factor 1 and R Factor 2.
All right. The next question is, what is a fact about yourself that your teammates would be surprised to learn?
I've done 5 real-life 24-hour races in go-karts.
Really? So where at and how did you do?
I have done 4 of them at Daytona Milton Keynes here in the UK, and I did 1 race at Daytona Oval, so Daytona, Florida. There's a track, a go-kart track in the middle of the circuit, and that was probably my best ever result, where we came second, and then the rest of them have sort of been lower end of the top 10. Never on the podium, unfortunately, here. But my first ever one in Daytona, Florida, was second place.
That's awesome. I bet that was a really cool experience.
It's a very, very cool experience, and it's just you get to experience the stuff you do in the sim for real. It may only be a go kart, but you get the same emotions.
All right. The next question is: how would you describe your driving style?
Smooth and consistent. I've always been pretty good over a longer run pace. I'm not as good in qualifying, but I think for endurance racing, my style suits it quite well. I'm quite a smooth driver in terms of actual usage of the car, and pretty consistent when it comes to setting a specific lap time, especially when it comes to a P1 car.
Yeah, so you race the prototypes now, but do you drive GT cars much? And if so, does your style change with those?
Style does change, but I don't race GTs that often. The one I predominantly race, if I do anything else, would be the Porsche Super Cup. That was prior to Pro Series as well. But generally speaking, it would be something like the Porsche Super Cup. And then maybe for special events like we just had at Daytona, I ran the R8. That's the first time in quite a while that I've actually driven the R8. But the style definitely has to change. It's usually in the braking cadence and in how you have to modulate the brake. So that's usually the biggest difference I have to get used to. Whereas with prototype cars, whether it be P1 or open wheelers, then it's slightly easier for me personally, as predominantly my history has come from Formula One based sims.
All right, sounds good. So what is your favorite real world racing moment?
For me, it was a personal moment. 2013 at Monza. It was the last year of the V8s in F1. And I was lucky enough to experience them at Monza. And I remember walking between the second Lesmo and Ascari. And there's a small tunnel that goes underneath through one of the bridges on the right side of the circuit. I remember the noise and the vibration almost like ripping my chest out. It was so powerful.
That sounds awesome. Was that during the blown diffuser era?
Yeah, it would have been.
So you had some of those sounds probably vibrating you as well.
Oh yeah, those sounds under the braking were incredible. Well, they were absolutely amazing. But the noise they made as they came through the tree line underneath the bridge and then up to Ascari was I've never heard or felt anything like it.
I'm sure that was amazing. The next question is, if you could design a race using any of the content or features on iRacing, what would you pick that would give you the best chance of winning?
Monza, heavy braking, anything that's got heavy braking zones and slow speed corners suits me, my driving style better. I guess you could think if you look at Vettel and Webber, Webber was good in high speed, Vettel was good in slow speed. My style, I'm very good at modulating the brake under heavy braking, but I struggle slightly more so with high speed braking stability, which is actually which hinders me in GT cars.
So do you think you'd be in a prototype or an open wheeler for that race?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd probably say open wheeler.
Anyone in particular?
I really like actually the new Formula 3.5, so I'll go with that.
Interesting. All right. The next question is, what is your go-to meal on the day of an endurance race?
Nothing. I don't actually like to eat before prior to racing. It's the same with real life racing when I've done karting as well. I don't like to eat before a race.
So do you wait until afterwards then for your big meal of the day?
Usually afterwards, yes.
All right. What is the biggest change you expect to see in the world of sim racing within the next 5 years?
It's growth in the esports industry, and the way it's broadcasted and streamed, I think will not necessarily change, but I think we'll see a large growth in that sector, especially as more official organizations and official teams get involved.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we've seen some of that, especially with F1 esports and now with the iRacing NASCAR series getting some real teams involved.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's, without doubt, a huge growth market there that I think has only really been tapped into in probably the past 2-3 years. So I still think we are waiting for the true boom phase to happen.
Right. All right. The next question is, who is one current driver in Neo that's never been your teammate, but who you'd like to run an endurance race with?
Ooh. Florian Kruger. I just think he's an amazingly talented driver.
Have you gotten to do any close racing directly against him this season?
I wish. The guy is unbelievable. Not within Neo, in another series, or when it was the Christmas 24 Hours of Le Mans, that was run by a separate league, I got to race him where we had a big lead and he was chasing me down, and the amount of times I looked down and thought, how have you taken so many seconds out of me in one lap, was quite impressive. So I think that guy is right up there as one of the very best, in my opinion, in a P1 car.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been one of the few this season that's been able to put Mivano sort of to their test.
Yeah, it would have been easy to say Mivano, probably too easy to say Mivano because of how successful they've been. But I think when it's the challenge has been taken to them, someone like Florian has really put it to them.
All right. In the last interview, Lennart Fricke wanted to know what you think is the most competitive class in Neo this season.
Probably GTE. I would say it's probably the closest we've seen at the moment. It seems to vary from round to round. I would say generally across the board, it would be GTE. Whereas I think P2 and P1 can sometimes have large gaps, but then that has also been different each round. But I think consistency-wise, GTE.
So finally, do you have a question I can ask the next person?
Let me think. What class will you be running in the next season of Neo?
Interesting. All right. So, Nick, thanks a lot for the interview. That was a lot of fun and interesting to learn more about you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
And thanks to you all for listening. Remember that next weekend we'll have our full coverage of the next Neo round at Spa coming up. So stay tuned to at Neo Endurance on Twitter and neoendurance.com for the full coverage of the penultimate round of the Season 5 Championship.